The stalemate went longer than anyone thought possible. Since it began last July, rape crisis centers have closed, Meals on Wheels stopped delivering food to senior citizens, and Illinois' credit rating dropped. Meanwhile, a public university threatened to close. Others laid off faculty, chasing students out of state. And polls show residents' faith in their political leaders justifiably sank. For a full year, that didn't seem to sway either Governor Bruce Rauner or the Democrats who control the General Assembly. Rauner was holding out for passage of his controversial so-called turnaround agenda. Democrats were holding out for him to drop it. In a way, that's what happened.
The difference today is that the governor has dropped his demand that his agenda be considered before a budget could be approved.
That's House Speaker Michael Madigan, the Democrat often credited or condemned, depending on your perspective, for refusing to concede to any of the governor's demands. It's true that Rauner did not, in fact, tie the temporary spending plan to things like making it harder for injured workers to be compensated or diminishing union rights. But Rauner has not abandoned his agenda.
This purely gives us the opportunity to come together in the next months and come to a solution that really restores the growth, protects our taxpayers.
Rauner says what passed isn't a budget, it's a bridge, a compromise that will get money flowing. In that, at least, he has agreement from Democrats like Senator Donnie Trotter of Chicago.
It's more of like a pressure release valve that we're allowing people just to breathe a little bit more, but we certainly are not undoing the damage that we've done to this state by not working together, by not doing our jobs.
The package relieves pressure pretty much across the board. Social service groups, think cervical cancer screenings, programs for autistic kids, homelessness prevention, will finally get paid for work the state contracted them to do. The Rauner administration itself will have authority to pay the state's utility bills, and school superintendents from poor districts worried their classrooms could see no state funding will instead get an increase. CPS could also see a windfall if the city council approves a property tax hike, as authorized in the budget package. That comes despite Republicans' repeated insistence they would not help Chicago with what they derided as a bailout. Senate GOP leader Christine Rodonio says this isn't one.
What has traditionally happened in this state is when there's a crisis in the city legislators come hat in hand and ask for a state bailout. That did not happen.
Chicago will only get more than $200 million from this state if the General Assembly gets on board with something Rauner wants, something that will ease the state's financial pressures, an overhaul of government pension systems. It's a calculated political trade-off. Republicans give in to something Democrats want, helping CPS and other districts that have a lot of kids in poverty. But Democrats have to agree to cutting state employees' retirement benefits, something that their union-heavy base won't like. In other words, a compromise. Both sides get another win, too. Lawmakers can finally tell voters they've done something. Illinois, at long last, has a budget. Or a partial one, anyway. While K-12 schools get a full year of funding, everything else is just enough to cover operations until after the November elections. I'm Amanda Vinicky.